I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Kate Pocock, family travel columnist with the Toronto Sun and author of Photos Around Toronto with Kids, coming up to the spring and summer travel season and a lot of road travel involving families.
Hi, Stephen. It's Kate Pocock. I'm going to talk about road travel. Actually, I have to confess that road trips are not my forte. Give me a plane, give me a train, but having three kids in the backseat fighting. So I've had to come up with a number of tips to stop the backseat wars in our car, and hopefully they'll help other people. What we do is we look like we're going to the Arctic Circle with an expedition, but we bring along so many things, such as a soccer ball or a frisbee. We stop a lot, we get out, we run off lots of energy and get back into the car. And then stopping in restaurants is always a problem, so we bring things for picnics. We also keep a whole set of plastic cups and bowls and plates in the car, and quite often we'll just go in and get takeout, and then we can either eat in the car if the weather's terrible, or eat along the road, or even eat in a park. And then I have surprises and kits of activities that they only get in restaurants, and you bring it into the restaurant with you. And so instead of the kids banging on the ketchup bottles and spilling the sugar, they'll be able to play with these special things, and that way they're actually looking forward to going in and sitting into a restaurant. The other thing is have the kids help plan the itinerary and the trip. Give them maps and give them markers, have them mark off, and then they're not constantly saying, "Are we there yet?" They just look at the map and they know that we're not there.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.